The coronavirus death toll has now passed 300,000 in the U.S. But there is more encouraging news on the vaccine front. New data released this morning by the Food and Drug Administration shows the coronavirus vaccine developed by the company Moderna is 94% effective in adults and prevents severe cases of COVID-19. And the FDA is expected to authorize Moderna's vaccine on Friday.
This is welcome news as frontline healthcare workers started getting their shots of Pfizer's BioNTech vaccine yesterday. More doses are making their way across the country today, including to rural Gunnison County in western Colorado. They should arrive there later today. CJ Malcolm is Chief of Emergency Medical Services for Gunnison Valley Health. And CJ, these vaccines have a long road to get to you. How much are you anticipating their arrival?
They are coming a long ways. They're being flown into Denver as their initial point of distribution, or at least staging point. And then they have to come over the Great Divide to us. And we're approximately 200 plus miles from the Front Range, as we call it, over the divide, over several mountain passes. It's a long journey, but we're expecting our first Pfizer dose here at 4 p.m. of approximately 300 doses.
And once it arrives, what happens? Do you have your infrastructure in place to get it out?
We do. As you're probably aware, Pfizer requires the ultra low temperature freezers. So this vaccine needs to be kept at temperatures of negative 76 or lower. So we had to get ultra low temperature freezers in place early. And because our county was able to secure these, we are also a central location in the state to distribute to other counties.
So what are some of the challenges in trying to distribute it further? I mean, these, I assume, are pretty much remote areas. How are you going to negotiate getting the vaccine where it needs to go?
You know, one of the challenges outside of just our remoteness is one that I think people forget. And that is, while we saw this vaccine coming, there wasn't a tremendous amount of time for planning. And one of those included is the courier service, or the way we're actually going to distribute that to other counties. So the National Guard will be used for that, but it's a difficult process because this vaccine requires delicate handling. I mean, negative 80 degrees, there's not a lot of people that have experience with that, no less the National Guard. So once we get the shipment from Pfizer and put it into our ultra cold freezers, the second we remove it again and place it into one of these dry ice specialized, I think it's actually a cardboard box with styrofoam in layers of dry ice to protect the vaccine. Once we remove it and put it in those containers to ship it out to our neighboring counties, it starts a 120-hour or 5-day countdown for them to stand up their vaccine clinics and deploy it. So that puts a lot of stress on those counties.
And I would imagine a certain amount of stress on you too. I mean, is that what keeps you up at night, that it won't get out in time?
That definitely keeps me up at night. We want to get these vaccines and deploy these as quickly as possible. But I have an effective sleep aid, and that's reading the 29-page emergency use authorization from Pfizer, which I was reading last night, and that knocked me right out. So I'm still getting good rest, Lisa.
Well, we hope you finish it at some point. So, CJ, the Moderna vaccine may be approved for emergency use by the FDA this week and be distributed days later. Is your county expecting shipments of that vaccine as well? Could you be doubling up on this effort?
We are, and we should be receiving approximately 600 doses of the Moderna vaccine. We're thinking next week, maybe the week after. I mean, these are strange times that we're standing up this operation in the middle of the holidays. So that adds a whole nother logistical element of having the necessary manpower to organize and deploy this vaccine. So that is a huge trick for us.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. CJ Malcolm is the Chief of Emergency Medical Services for Gunnison Valley Health in Gunnison County, Colorado, where the coronavirus vaccine arrives today. Thank you very much, CJ.
Hey, thanks a ton, Lisa.